Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hey, get this. Kurt Nimmo's got an article about it. It's headlined that Navy used spice bus to intimidate sailors on Osama boat into silence. Good headline, Nimmo, but it should probably just read, did Navy set up Osama bin Laden barrel at sea sailors to cover up or something like that? Because that's what it looks like. 49 of the 64 sailors that were involved in the detail dumping his body supposedly have been dishonorably discharged for supposedly taking some designer drug called spice. Okay, I promise we're going to get to your calls early because I know you've been holding and I ended up getting digressed offered for 30 minutes or 25 minutes debating some guy about college education being overpriced and a lot of the degrees being next to worthless. And then the first comment on the, and this was even posted, this comment, before I even had that debate, so it must be a new talking point or something. Hey, Alex, where did your father acquire the education necessarily related to his particular field of work as a dentist? Did he receive it at college or from reading from a John Birch Society? Well, that's another straw man. I just said you want to be a doctor or an engineer or something. These colleges are definitely needed. Hey, Bob Chapman, before we get into all the big moves in Europe and gold and silver and your view on the Gaddafi situation and more, briefly, going over Bob Chapman, I know Bob's got some degrees and was in the Army and the rest of it. We got into this whole college bubble debate with a guy earlier. And you were the biggest private silver gold broker, biggest newsletter for a while until you retired. You really need no introduction. And you also helped publish the a lot of books on the New World Order and also the Gary Allen Report. What's your view? What's your view on college? And is there a big college bubble? Has it become pretty much a scam?
I was always of the opinion, having attended college, that half the people who were there shouldn't have been there. And they, there wasn't a need for them, and many of them didn't qualify. And that's really pointed out after the freshman year in most schools. If you look at the records, you'll see that approximately 43 to 49% drop out. And that's a pretty high percentage, which bears out what I said.
But what about my point of that a lot of your CEOs, business pioneers, either quit college or didn't go to college?
That's true. And there's a number of reasons. In the olden days, they used to have a selective service draft. And so they might draft you, and then you were in school, you get drafted, and then when you went to come back, it was boring or you were too old and that sort of thing. But the college, it all depends on what you're going for. And you pointed that out just now, a doctor or an engineer in business, being able to run a business as an accountant. I mean, you've got to go to university for that or some sort of school to teach you that. And there are a lot of courses in college that are needless. And there's a lot of courses of study that really don't pay it.
My point is they've got so much archaic stuff now that they make you learn at college it's worthless. I use the example of RTF. I was already doing RTF on my own, so I knew what they were teaching me was 10 to 20 years old and worthless.
Well, I had a running battle with the professors at the school that I went to. And the only reason they didn't throw me out of college was that I had two uncles who were professors there, so I think they thought second of it, but it had to do with lobbying. You know, I economics 1 year, I had a professor was all for it.
Stay there. Let's talk about it when we come back.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, so we were told that the Easter Bunny, Osama bin Laden, was buried at sea. And now, out of the entire Navy, it's the sailors that were directly involved in burying him at sea. 49 of 64... who have been kicked out of the Navy and gotten in all this trouble for supposedly using some designer drug that they got on the planet Arrakis called Spice. I'm being sarcastic. They had some drug in that book in Dune. Did Navy use Spice Bus to intimidate sailors on a Sama boat into silence? I want to get to your calls. I want to get to the big developments on the EU and this new private banking dictatorship with Bob Chapman. We were discussing, as we segued out of that last hour, where I was discussing higher education and the fact that more and more you're paying too much for the type of jobs you're going to be able to get with those degrees, in part because this country's been deindustrialized. And it's back in the news that General Electric has a 57% increase in profits this last quarter while moving the jobs overseas. And the new electric car that was given a $529 million taxpayer goodie and happens to be run by Obama contributors. Car company gets U.S. loan, builds cars in Finland. I mean, I've got a stack of these articles just today. That's why you can't get a good job. That's why the standard of living is dropping. That's why the country's falling apart. And no amount, Bob, what about this? You know, as a long-term economist, researcher, somebody who's called the markets with great precision, this guy was saying we've got to raise taxes to equalize it with the 1%. Well, it's not even true that it's 1%. It's more like 4% that owns around 40% of the country. And I've gone over those numbers. And you know, I brought up the fact that Kennedy cut taxes massively and that tax receipts increased. And this guy just couldn't understand me, Bob. So what's your take on that?
Well, I think the key to the whole thing is very simple. Tariffs on goods and services. And being able to pencil in when a country deliberately reduces the value of their currency versus other countries, primarily the dollar, which is still the world's reserve currency. That's the key right there. You don't have to do anything else. And all those jobs are going to come back. And, of course, you do have to do something else. And that's to do away with the law which says that transnational corporations who make money offshore can keep it offshore and don't have to pay any U.S. taxes. And if you kill those two, millions and millions of jobs will return. It is that simple.
But the social engineers, they know that, so they're the robber barons. They're at war with the real economy. Their problem is the free market is so good and so powerful, it threatens their monopoly. They're always trying to shut down competition. That's their own stated mission. And, you know, this guy's like, well, you don't have a college degree, Alex. I do. And we need to, you know, raise taxes. And they just don't live in the real world. It's so elementary. But they condescend and they lecture and they just don't understand it. They think they're going to redistribute wealth. They don't get that the ultra rich are trying to get rid of their competition and have already shut the country down.
And that effectively is what it amounts to. And, you know, 8 years ago, those corporations were allowed to bring back $350 billion at 5.25% tax instead of 35%. And they were supposed to create jobs. They created no jobs. It's been proven that they took the money, bought the shares in their companies, ran the stock up, and dumped their options for hundreds of billions of dollars. Now they want to bring it back again, only this time it's $2.2 billion at 9%, not 5.25%. It's robbery. That will cost the American taxpayer somewhere around $700 billion at a time when the American economy desperately needs those taxes.
Well, you're right. I want to get to some calls, Bob, because they've been holding so long quickly.
Sure.
And then I want to get into Forex, dollar slumps to record low versus yen. I want to talk about this seesawing where Europe or Asia implodes, dollar goes up. And then weeks later, dollar goes down. And it's this, it looks like a seesaw, but really it's a sinking in a coordinated way, as the G20 has said. And gold's way up today where you see all of that going, and I also want to bring up a couple other issues for you, but what's your take first on the whole reported killing of Muammar Gaddafi, and now the announcement, I heard the U.S. Ambassador of the U.N. today on Fox News, Bill Richardson, he was saying they want to try to invade as soon as possible or figure out a way to go into Syria. I mean, where does this end?
It doesn't. They do anything they want. And, of course, MI6 and CIA ran the operation in Libya. The stupidest thing they could have ever done was kill Gaddafi, because they could have taken him, put him in jail, used him for show trials, kept his mouth shut by keeping him away from the public. They could have got miles and miles of propaganda out of this guy.
And then later killed him like Milosevic. Then later poisoned him like Milosevic.
Well, that's what they probably would have done eventually. But the point is, they were dumb to have executed him from their point of view.
Yeah, but you know why they executed him. You know why they executed him and then admitted it and then now say, oh, the crowd accidentally shot him. And again, Easter bunnies are real and Bin Laden was thrown in the ocean. They killed him because he'd made all these deals with Blair, Sarkozy, private business deals. This really happened because the word is, I know you've talked about this, there were actual cash payoffs to these guys. And so he had, you know, he'd embraced Obama. I mean, they really set him up. So they just wanted to get rid of him because dead men tell no tales.
And in addition to that, they wanted to steal the country and what's in it. And it's loaded. You know, 4 water aquifers, the best oil perhaps in the world, the second largest oil inventory in the Middle East. What would they have, $100 billion in their sovereign investment fund? That's disappeared. I mean, I haven't heard where that went after they froze it. There was a lot to steal there.
How many billions total, Bob, in gold? And I think you said 100 million. You mean 100 billion, right?
In gold?
No, in the sovereign fund.
Yeah, 100 billion. What did I say?
I may have misheard you. The point is, there's hundreds of billions of goodies, trillions in oil, that big airport, which they're now using to run drone attacks. And they're saying we've got to give our rights up immediately, Bob, because Al-Qaeda that's been given the country got shoulder-launched surface-to-air missiles.
That's right. And every time I look behind a tree, I see an Al-Qaeda operative.
Oh, it's so ridiculous.
I mean, anybody who would believe this has got to be one dumb person.
Oh, man, Bob, I tell you.
And I'm being kind.
Hey, what do you make of the fact that Janet Napolitano admitted, Mr. Napolitano admitted, he admitted in congressional testimony yesterday that indeed they are releasing even felon illegals now if they decide. So they're just ignoring federal law, and Obama is engaged in a mass amnesty. I mean, just the lawlessness of these people.
Yeah, it's without precedent. But they've always been soft on crime and really soft. But
why do you think he's so bold? Why is Janet Napolitano, why is he as a man so bold to even admit that to Congress? Is this just part of an in-your-face thing?
I think so. I think they, and you see the same thing in the gold and silver markets and the commodity market, and then on the opposite side in the stock market and the bond markets. They manipulate them, and then they do it so obviously. You know, I'm a professional in that field, and I used to be a tape read. I was a trader for 25 years. I know what they're doing and how they're doing it, and they don't care. And it's the same thing with Napolitano and Obama, and before him, George Bush. They just don't care.
Why are they so arrogant?
Because they think they're going to win, and enslaved the whole bunch of us.
Well, they certainly are lunatics. I mean, I'll tell you that. And, you know, Janet Napolitano, he says he doesn't like being criticized by us a month ago. But that's why I'm going to continue. I mean, he's a man. He can take it, Bob.
Easily.
What kind of person do you think Mr. Napolitano is?
I'd rather not say.
Because
I know what you know, and I'm not going to put it on the air like the last time.
I mean Mr. Napolitano.
I have spies everywhere.
Hey, I'm convinced that Mr. Napolitano is a guy masquerading as a woman and not doing a very good job of it.
You're probably right, because you're right about most things.
Hold on one second. Jaron was saying something about Mr. Napolitano. What's that? Yeah, I mean, when do they think of the idea to stick their hands down our pants? When Mr. Napolitano's shaving in the morning, the head of Homeland Security? What do you think, Bob?
Can't answer. Don't know.
All right, I don't usually stoop to humor, but at a certain point, I'm getting tired of it. Bob, I'm sure
you know, they asked for it because... you know, it would be better if they just come out and say, well, look, this is my way of living, and I'm comfortable with it. And if you're not, that's too bad.
Well, I'm not even getting into the sexual preference of Pat Napolitano or whatever its name is. I'm talking about the fact that it's so archetypal to have some jack boot, amorphous, hermaphrodite, crone running around openly. It's Hermann Göring. I mean, I'm sick of it. It's Hermann Göring and drag. Get it out of my way.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7-figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. The cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, let's jam in some of your calls. I apologize for having you sit there on hold. Bob Chapman's our guest. I'm going to get into some of the new checkpoints around the country coming up and what's happening with the economy with Bob. But right now, who's been holding the longest? We'll go to Tim and Keith and others. Tim in Utah, thanks for holding. Welcome to the airwaves worldwide.
Hi, this is the real Tim.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, coincidentally enough, I just named Mr. Napolitano my control freak of the week on my website.
Well, good, but you need to honor him. He's very hardworking, head of Homeland Security.
Well, eventually he might be moved up to the Hall of Fame on my website, so that'll be quite illustrious for
good.
Him.
Good.
Hey, about a month ago you had on the website a Star Trek episode that pretty much explained what the globalists were up to. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, no, it's I forget the title of it.
Day of the Dove.
Yeah, Day of the Dove, but it's edited together with clips, so I think the title of the video remix is something, if you type in Star Trek episode 9/11 Truth, it should come up, and it's an alien. Well, why don't you tell folks the plot?
Well, basically, an alien captures some Klingons on board the Enterprise, and he tries to keep a balance of power and force the two different crews to fight each other, and from that fight, he gains energy. And so at some point, Kirk figures out what's going on and says, enough of that, let's...
Yeah, and by the way, Roddenberry was a top Illuminist, so that's why those shows are so good. Even though they're cheesy, it's got deep Illuminati messages in all of it. And so they're telling you what they're doing in that episode. And it's the balance of power. It's the global force on the ship. It doesn't want one side to ever win. It's playing them off against each other to extract the energy, which in this case is global consolidation of power.
Always has to have an enemy, whether it's the Russians or the Japanese or the... You know, whatever. That's what
people don't get it. The Pentagon, the troops are good people, but the Pentagon is on record funding and creating the terror groups so a decade later they can go fight them. I mean, this is a multi-trillion-dollar-a-year deal. Of course they go out and manufacture it. And the fighting and dying is real. Let's get Bob Chapman's take on that. Bob, any comments?
Absolutely correct. And if you look back through history, it's all there. They've done it over and over again. But most people don't look at history, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah, the great part about YouTube is for a while they had all the old Star Trek episodes on there and a bunch of other old TV. And I don't watch regular TV, but I would go in there and watch it. But now you've got to, like, register and all this crud with CBS to watch it. But in fact, guys, will you search Star Trek 9/11 Truth, Infowars.com, and I give people the exact name of that video. It's only got like 60,000 views. It needs like 10 million because it's only like 4 or 5 minutes long. Don't you think it's one of the most informative things out there, Tim?
Right. And I had been telling people for years about that exact episode. So it really thrilled me to see that you guys put it on the website. So I spread it around to my friends.
Well, we didn't do that. Some listener made it and then I happened to see it and we linked to it. That's what's so powerful about YouTube being over half the video views in the world online, is you can put something out there, and if it's good, if you send it to us, we'll link to it and get it the attention it needs. Thank you so much, Keith. Let's talk to Tim in Utah. I already talked to Tim in Utah. Let's talk to Keith in California. Keith, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Yeah, I just had a comment on the troops coming home. I'm kind of wondering, what do you and Bob think of that the troops are coming home, maybe the deal with Occupy Wall Street and all these different movements going on, because they're getting a little bit worried, so they're starting to bring troops home, so they have to call the police state here.
Yeah, look, they triggered the Occupy Wall Street, and people send me emails and get mad and don't understand it. I'm not saying Occupy Wall Street's bad inherently. It's on record that the Adbusters, George Soros, made the call. People that were reasonably angry showed up. Then the system could use them as a backdrop and speak for them. It's a diverse, good group of people on average. You got some, around half, that do want to redistribute. They don't call themselves socialists. They just think it's fair because George Soros told them about it. And I'm rich and I want to pay more of my money, even though I got the laws passed to be exempt. And yes, they are bringing them home to be part of Northcom. But not most of them. They'll have a few parades and some things to make you think they came home. They're massing in Kuwait. Hey, Bob, what's your intel on a Iran strike?
I don't have anything new. I just know that they're talking in terms of Syria and Iran, and they want to do it. What their timing is going to be, I don't know. But I know that they want to do that, and they've wanted to do Iran for a long, long time. The troops in Kuwait... but a lot of them are going to come home. And some of them are going to go with Northcom, but a lot of them are going to be getting out as well.
All right. Anything else there you want to add, Keith?
Yeah, I wanted to add on about the Occupy Wall Street. The gentleman I called in earlier, the condescending guy, he was speaking about the college level kids out there. And things.
I'm
going
to have to put you on hold. Don't hang up, Keith. We'll come right back to you. And we'll get into the economy with Bob Chapman and then more calls.
The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
That's right, Motorhead, Dead Men Tell No Tales. Muammar Gaddafi, bye-bye. I think it's real. They're just talking about burial at sea now to try to prop up the Osama bin Laden thing. So we knew he was already dead. And we knew that it was a fake Situation Room photo of them watching a video, the helicopter blowing up, the other SEALs being killed later. We knew that was coming. We knew it was fake 8 years before and predicted it. We don't just say something's a lie because it's fun to say it's a lie. No, they're getting rid of somebody who had done business deals with them. And as far as bad guys go, Gaddafi was a bad guy, but compared to the New World Order, he was nothing. I want to finish up with this caller about the guy calling in about we got to have balance. We've got to have redistribution. And I explained to him the average American who makes over $100,000 a year is paying around 62% in taxes. He can look that up. And then if you add all the other VAT stuff that's hidden, it's not official VAT, but the tax is built in, it's higher. The globalists at the OECD, Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, globalist organization have said they want over an 80% global tax rate. They call the U.S. a tax avoidance center. And so you've got all these people, as globalist policies shut down the economy and the society, and the globalists are saying, we want to raise taxes again. And then this guy calls in and says, I did good with college, and I think we should take the money of the 1%. The caller wanted to comment on that. And so let's go back to Keith in California. Keith, go ahead.
Yeah, what I was trying to say about the Occupy Wall Street, I was at Occupy SF and a part of that little group of Occupy Wall Street. He's bringing up these glorious college kids and basically how intelligent they are. I was out amongst all of them, and I'd ask them, what do you guys stand for? You guys want socialism? You guys want capitalism? What do you want? They handed me slips of paper and told me to go to this website, and then I can learn what they're all about. They're trying to protest something. They don't even know what the hell they're protesting. They're just sitting there with a blank stare in their face. They don't even know what they're doing.
Listen, we've got footage that we didn't put in the film because of time, but we ought to just dump the whole exchange onto YouTube from like 5 years ago in New York. I guess it's 6, 7 years ago. Time flies. It was the RNC 2004. And there were these communists all over the street, and they called themselves communist and Maoist. And they were literally 18-year-old zombies. And I'd walk over politely and say, well, tell me about communism. And they'd say, check this website. And I'd go, well, you're wearing an anarchy shirt. Isn't that the opposite of communism? Shut up, capitalist pig. And I'd be like, no, tell me your views. And they looked like they hadn't been out of their mother's basements playing video games in their entire life. They were pasty-skinned, runted. They looked like they'd had lobotomies. I mean, literally, they looked like they'd been run over by cars repeatedly. And they just... they had nothing but condescension. I mean, do they have any idea of the horrors of collectivism? Now, the bankers, through big government, they've already stolen most of the wealth. And so, yeah, you've got the elite standing there with all the stolen wealth saying, let's raise taxes to get the stolen wealth. But they've written it where they're exempt, and they're not going to give the chicken feed to the folks begging for communism. They're going to steal that as well. And the poor idiots out there don't understand it. I appreciate your call, sir. Bob Chapman, how do you reach out to somebody? It's like the military. You go, especially if you get into special forces, you go through all this hell. You're told you're part of the elite. You tend to psychologically defend whatever you're told in the future because you're part of this elite and you don't question because you're a winner. Everybody else is a loser. And a lot of these people, they'll tell me, you know, they'll actually point at the ring and say, I went to college, you didn't. You don't understand socialism is good. And I'm like, well, I could have got a college degree, but I went out and started my own media system. And they're like, sure, you would have gotten a degree. You couldn't. So it's this idea that is obtaining success in life is to have a college degree, as if I couldn't get a college degree, but I could, with my own bootstraps, with zero help, start a major media platform reaching tens of millions of people a week. And again, it's this fake elitism. It's like people that join a country club, and so they think they're better than everybody, or people that ride a certain motorcycle, or so they're better than everybody. I don't care if you like country clubs or motorcycles, but it's this idea that you're better than everybody because you're part of a group. It's just it's mindless tribalism. You see where I'm going, Bob?
Envy and jealousy. Because you did it on your own. You didn't need the help of university. You were outstanding. But they did need that help. They had to work within the structure. You didn't. You went outside the box and did it on your own. You didn't need anybody else to tell you what to do.
But see, for them, they say that's a failure.
Well, they can go right on thinking about that because you obviously have been a wonderful success. And many people who didn't go to or finish college have been very, very successful in life. And so, look, all we're interested kids is in the issues. I saw this Chris Hedges on one of the television programs, and there were two moderators, and one of them, a man, I can't call him a gentleman, personally attacked Chris Hedges, and called him a nut bar. And Chris says, why would you do such a thing? Why are you attacking me? I'm here to discuss the issues, not to be insulted.
Well, that's what it is.
I'll never come back again.
It's a derailing. I mean, they don't understand America was made great on low taxes. We have incredibly high taxes, and they're saying, give me higher taxes. They don't know that destroys the country.
And they won't debate it because they know they're wrong, but it's something that they want.
Yeah, but it's got to be willful because I'm not that smart, Bob, and I can see right through it. I mean, I don't understand how they get into being conned. They enjoy being taken for a ride.
That's the way people are. It just simply is that way. Not everybody, but there are people like that. I mean, I've had people I've been friendly with for many, many years. They change totally. I can't believe it, but it happens.
Well, what do we do when the bankers have stolen most of the wealth and are now going to try to sick the general public on the middle class, telling them that the middle class is the elite? I mean, the globalists have stolen all this infrastructure, and I want to take it back from them through law, but that could still get into a dangerous situation. We could trade out the banksters for whoever is in the government that brings them to justice and then repossesses all this wealth. Whoever repossesses all the stolen wealth is not going to want to give it up.
It's a chance you have to take under the circumstances. The Irish saying, better the devil you know than the devil you don't know. And what that means is, if you chop these guys off at the knees by letting their banks go under, taking their power structure from them, you've crippled them. They can no longer do anything to us through the system or a new system. And if the people on the other end who end up controlling the system after the bad guys are thrown out, if they turn out to be bad, well, I guess we have to have another change, don't we?
Well, no, exactly. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. And I'm going to say something here. It's an epiphany I just had. Getting rid of the private central banks is important. Replacing the Federal Reserve with a constitutional monetary system, the public being educated about it and not being some secretive thing behind marble fake, federal buildings, that's in the right direction. But more importantly than even doing that is we've got to expose the philosophy of the ruling class that is eugenics, that is dumbing the public down, that is poisoning people. That is the power of these wicked people is the fractional reserve and derivatives banking combine. But their philosophy is their destructive intent. And more importantly than anything is exposing their collectivist mindset. They don't want collectivism to build people up like they've claimed. They want collectivism to consolidate and to exterminate, because at the end of the day, they're predators who like to watch the world burn. And that, for my deep research, is the end of the day. That's why you don't bargain, you don't argue, you don't debate, you don't compromise, you go against them. Because as a man, it's nothing special, it's normal instinct. When the enemy tribes come in to enslave and exterminate your people, because in most cultures, they didn't enslave the tribe, they just killed everybody. It's not time to joke around anymore. They're going to beat your kids' brains out in front of you and then slit your throat next while you're tied down. You're going to have to gut up and go after as many of them as you can. And we're going to have to do that in the info war to identify them now. Okay? We have to identify the enemy now, identify what their system is, point it out to people, and not get caught in the quagmire of these false debates. Because there's great power to a talk show host to involve yourself in the debate of the day and to take on the debate mask that is given. But this broadcast is all about getting outside of that paradigm. Bob, what's your take on that?
I agree with you. And the only way that you can effectively do that is to educate. And that's what you're doing. You're educating people. I mean, the ideas and the facts that you come up with are astounding. And the research that goes into it, it kind of puts it on a platter for your listeners to say, gee, what didn't I think of that? And then that's going to open up their minds to inquire about things, and they're going to find things that are hidden that they wouldn't find otherwise. No, it's an educational process.
Well, that's something I found as I learn more and more. I feel my tribal roots, which are designed to, you know, have my family continue. But I see the globalists pushing my tribal buttons, kids having to pledge allegiance to the Mexican flag in public schools in Texas, you know, all of this. And then that makes me tribally get threatened. Instead, we're all dead anyways. These are all human beings. They're playing into a tribal system. I'm playing into it. I've got to completely cut through all that and just reach directly out to these people, all of them, including military, police, all of them, and say right now, I know I'm right. Bob's right. We've done our homework. We've predicted everything that's unfolded. I'm getting chills right now. We've got to help humanity. We've got to break our conditioning. We've got to break out of our trance, and we've got to really get reality, or we don't have any future. These globalists are scientifically studying how humans operate, almost like they're aliens. They're not, but that's how they behave. Like at the beginning of War of the Worlds, H.G. Wells, he admitted, was a parable or an analogy of how the elite are, you know, studying us coldly as a scientist studies microbes. The Martians watched us and studied us and waited. And the globalists, when they, all of them, Edward Bernays, all of them that we talk about in the films, who run our society, they talk about how they studied us and how they see themselves as apart from us. And it's just so cold-blooded. And so we're in a petri dish being manipulated. And I'm like the guy in the Truman Show. So are you, Bob. I don't know if you've seen that Jim Carrey movie where he realizes his whole life is fake. It's not like a physical matrix where we're in some pod. It's that this has built a virtual reality of fake culture, fake garbage, and it's death. It's death. Folks, we've got to completely rethink everything.
And that started in the late 1930s and really got under the way in the late 40s when television came into being. I remember when I was in school during the war, I was learning Latin. I had 4 years of it eventually. Video, videri, vidati, vidatus. And the teacher was explaining the video is coming and this is what it's going to be. And they use that very, very effectively. And today they get it down to a precise science, as you just pointed out. And yes, they look at us as objects and they think they're masters of the universe. And I've got news for them. There's piles of people out there who are smarter than they are. And if we can harness those people to understand what's going on, that's going to be one very important part of defeating these people.
Well, that's what's happening. I'm talking to a lot of high-powered people who thought they could join with the New World Order, even though they didn't totally agree with it, to protect themselves, or they could just stay invisible. And they're now realizing you can't make a deal with the devil. It's always you're going to get stabbed in the back. Folks, and I don't want any part of all the horrible fruits that this evil system produces. I mean, you cannot make a deal with this. But I mean, you've very eloquently broken it down. And these people who know the public's unconscious, they revel in manipulating them. It'd be like going to a roller rink where they had seriously mentally retarded children and paying to go in and be able to beat them up as they cry and scream and run from you. I mean, what is the power trip of going in and besting someone who is in a coma? I mean, these elites are pathetic. They, from birth, try to chemically and societally, culturally hurt people so they can control them. And it's just, it is a crime against the very spirit of the universe.
And you're so right. And, you know, you would think that maybe people like that would want to help people like that. But no, it's the opposite of that. And I've had experiences with those people who are so afflicted. I had a small bowling team of autistic children. And believe me, in teaching them, I was teaching them bowling. And in that process, I found that my patients only went so far. It was so hard to help them, but they went on and they won their Olympics in bowling, which was fantastic for them. And I was so proud of them. It was so difficult to do.
Well, and to clarify my analogy, that's a great story you can share with us. I'm likening it to the elites aware of how humans operate. You know, they live, we sleep. The John Carpenter idea of they're in the real world, we're sleeping. In that, when the public is asleep, societally, culturally, spiritually, manipulating a unconscious person is like beating up a man with no arms and no legs. It's not a challenge. And the globalists are attempting to induce people to have a fallen civilization. Civilizations fall on their own without help. The globalists are trying to induce a destruction of society so they can control it, and they say they're then going to reorganize it after they've reduced world population. But that's not what's happening. I mean, that's bad enough. It's once you allow yourself to do that just so you can play God, you have fallen so far. The truth is these elitists just like to hurt people. You know, they've created this cosmology for why they do what they do. That's just a cover for mid-level technicians in it. At the end of it, this is a giant amusement park for psychopaths is what it is.
Happily explained.
Yeah, well, I've had enough.
That's a beautiful phrase.
Well, I've had enough of them, Bob, and we are going to beat them. And there's something pure and crisp and fulfilling to go completely past the fear and to love life so much you welcome death. And I'm free of these people. That is a – and even if they got me later and tortured me and turned me into a drugged-out drone to roll out in the public – it won't matter. In this time and space, and my information, and my spirit of liberty, and your spirit of liberty, we've broadcasted it, we've shared it communally, we've shared other spirit of liberty, and this moment lives forever, Bob, and we will transcend this evil, and they cannot stop us, and we are outside their grasp.
Absolutely. There's nothing they can do to stop us. Even in death, people will use us as foundation for thinking, again, for freedom and outside of the control of these people.
Just as we stand on the shoulders.
That you plant.
Exactly. It's like a tree dies, but its progeny goes on. And as long as we resist, that's why they always tell us resistance is futile, you can't win, you're going to lose. You know, this idea of defeat, because they know the power of the individual. They actually know how weak they are. That's why they poison us and do all of this in a desperate attempt to control us, Bob.
That's right. That's why we get attacked all the time.
I love it. The more I get attacked, the more savage, the more lies, the more twisting. It is such a fulfilling feeling to know that we are hitting pay dirt when it comes to waking people up. The more I get attacked, the more I see you get attacked, the more Ron Paul gets attacked, it just shows we're deep inside enemy territory, blasting the daylights out of them in the info war. I mean, if people could see it historically, spiritually, psychically, the New World Order is just bleeding out of every orifice right now. And they're going down.
They certainly are.
Go ahead.
It's because of the educational process. And yes, it's not going to be easy. Who knows what the future holds as far as starvation, war, revolution? We really don't know. We hope those things don't happen. But these people being evil, they're perfectly capable of creating such things.
Well, we're going to go to Ted Anderson here to pop in with some news for us on the economy. I want to get your take on it. Do a little bit of overdrive, Bob. But I remember being 11, 12 years old and getting beat up every week. Off the school bus, at school, you name it, by kids that had flunked two or three grades. And it was such a good feeling, instead of trying to avoid them, when I started enjoying walking right into the midst of bullies. And it wasn't that I even enjoyed the pain of the fights. It was better spiritually to not hide from them. I mean, and just to go ahead and say, you want it, you got it. You may even kick my butt, but it's not going to be easy, and you're not coming out of this, and you're not going to get to enjoy it. Because the bullies want the fear, Bob. They want that fear.
The thrive upon it. And it's because they're insecure.
Let's go to Ted Anderson. Bob, I want to ask Ted this question, but what do you make of the dollar plunging again? I mean, it's just this seesaw. What's happening in Europe with the big, they're saying an economic dictatorship, the end of total sovereignty in Europe, but they said they had a deal last week. Now they're saying it's falling through. What do you briefly think is going to happen?
The Germans are standing there, and they're saying, no, we're not going to do this. And it's the German people. They're saying, look, you know, you've had us for 66 years. We paid for the war. That's the end of it. We want to be on our own, and we're not going to continue to fund these countries where people don't give a darn or don't want to work, and we're not going to let you leverage the $400-500 billion that's been up to put up to bail out these countries, and we're not going to give you any more money. And most people don't know it, but in order to leverage that money, there has to be a vote, a referendum in Germany, as to whether the people will allow them to leverage that money from $500 billion to
$3
trillion.
The whole point. The euro's trying to announce we don't need that vote anymore, and the countries no longer have a say. That's pure dictatorship.
It certainly is, but they're not going to get away with it. This is going to go on and on and on. It's not going to fall in the way they wanted it, and they're going to have to use the $500 billion that they've got. They're going to have to ring fence every country which is circling the wagons,
and
they're going to have to bail out every financial institution in their country that is in trouble, and the German taxpayer, the French taxpayer, and in America, the American taxpayer, they're going to pay for all that. We're talking about hundreds of trillions of dollars.
Yes. Listen, we've got to end the main transmission to a bit of overdrive with Ted Anderson, but I briefly wanted to bring Ted in to give us his economic view, but also give a gold and silver pitch. Gold and silver have gone back up. I believe it's the time to get into gold and silver because of overall currency devaluation. You see the dollar going down right now, and down the road, that's all it can do. Ted, what are some of the specials you've got today for folks?
Well, right now, I mean, you're talking about what's going on in the economy and this type of thing. I mean, there's two things you should do. I mean, one, you should, if you haven't done it by now, the American Dream video and Mark Geis's book and two silver dollars for $88. But the other thing, too, is you can get Bob Chapman's newsletter for an entire year for free just by picking up one franc coin from us right now at $3.52. Now, the internet prices have already shot up on that. And the silver dollars are going up, too. I mean, silver has gone up to a peak today. We've seen silver hit a high of 31.61, currently at 31.34. Gold is up $16, hit a high today of 16.49.50.
Ted, so I just want to be clear. It's two silver dollars, a free video, and a free book with free shipping, $73.
Yeah, did I give the number wrong? $73.
I think you said 88, yeah.
Yeah, no,
it is 73. Poor guy's been waiting 30 minutes to get on. He only has like a minute, and then he's... Yeah, it's you can also link through at InfoWars.com. Up at the top of the page, there's a link. Get the two silver dollars at a drop-dead good price and then a free great video about the Federal Reserve and free book. When you call them, they've got a whole list of radio Alex Jones specials on gold, silver coins. Just ask to hear the list to see what you're interested in. It's 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Call today, and Ted's a great sponsor of this program. But this is where I get my gold and silver, is Midas Resources. We're going to end the main show. I'll see you back Sunday and on Monday. I'm going to come back with a little bit of overdrive right now. InfoWars only.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.